Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Horace Clark. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Roy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Stafford. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stafford catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stafford covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford is 0-for-0 in the game. Stafford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stafford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Buford steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stafford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Mercer moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. John is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Pete Ward. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for Gene Freeze. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Cullen now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Voss is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.